Quiet Mind, Day 6, Joy Beyond the Mind. Why true happiness doesn't come and go like emotions do. Let's talk about the good stuff. Love, joy, peace. You know, the things that make life worth living. These aren't just feel-good emotions that pop up when someone brings you coffee or your favorite song plays. No, they're way deeper than that. They're what you are when you're not hijacked by the constant blabber of your mind. Think of them like clear skies behind a storm, always there, just hidden. Every now and then, something unexpected shuts off your inner narrator. Maybe it's a sunset so beautiful it stuns you silent. Maybe it's a moment of danger, physical exertion, or wonder that leaves you breathless. In that rare pause, you might feel something vast and still, a joy not tied to anything, a peace not earned, a love not asking for anything back. That's not your mind at work, that's you, glimpsing your true nature. But here's the catch. The mind doesn't like being quiet, so it jumps back in with its endless commentary, worries, judgments, and plans. And just like that, the moment's gone. Real joy and love aren't emotions you feel. They're states you are. Emotions come with opposites, anger and calm, sadness and happiness. But love like this, it has no opposite. It doesn't flip into hate just because someone doesn't text back. The stuff we often call love is usually neediness dressed up fancy. That rush when somebody likes us back. That's a hit of emotional caffeine. Feels good for a minute, then crashes. Addictive relationships can feel euphoric at first, but often turn into a roller coaster of clinging and pushing away. That's because they're based in emotion, not being. True love doesn't flip into rage. True joy doesn't sneak off and leave you sad. If you've ever tasted it, you know it's real. But your mind may try to tell you it was a fluke, or worse, a fantasy. Don't buy it. It's more real than the mind that doubts it. Even your cravings, the urge to shop, scroll, snack, succeed, are just your mind trying to chase the joy it can't quite access. It looks out there into the future, hoping something will make the emptiness go away. But nothing external will do it. Not permanently, and even the longing to be enlightened can just be another craving dressed in spiritual robes. The real move? Don't chase, just be. Watch the mind do its dance and stay still inside. Human beings have been carrying emotional pain like a second skin since the dawn of thinking. The moment we forgot our connection to being, we started feeling like lonely pieces in a vast, uncaring universe. That sense of disconnection is the root of our suffering. We feel unworthy, anxious, angry, depressed, not because life is cruel, but because we've mistaken the voice in our heads for who we are. Emotional pain isn't just inconvenient. It's what drives most of our actions. Even the ones that seem harmless. And physical pain? Often it's just emotional pain wearing a body mask. Every high has a built-in crash. Every pleasure carries the seed of pain. Drugs, drama, romance. What goes up must come down. That's not a bug in the system. It's how the egoic mind keeps itself alive. But here's the good news. There are only two kinds of pain you need to deal with. The fresh kind you're creating now by resisting the present moment, and the old kind that's lodged in your body and mind from the past. The key isn't to fight it or wish it away. It's to become so present, so aware that the pain loses its grip, and that's where real healing starts.